We all need encouragement as we live from day to day.
You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. And now for today's message, here's Associate Pastor Brian Longworth.
For the past several years, around July 4th, we have participated in the Family Research Council's call to fall. And this is a call to fall on your knees before God and to repent of your sins, to cry out to God and to ask Him to forgive you of your sins, but also not only forgive you of your sins, but also to forgive our nation. So we are praying that God would forgive us and also our nation. So we need to ask Him to do so. And we're going to talk about this today. We're going to focus specifically on abortion and the guilt that is upon each and every one of us, whether you personally have been involved in abortion or not. We all are guilty because we live in this nation. And we need to realize that God holds us accountable, not only for our sins, but also for the sins of our nation. And the reason is that we have a responsibility to work to see God's kingdom come, His will be done here on earth, even as it is in heaven. And we have a responsibility to actually stand. We have a responsibility to be the people, and especially in this nation where our founding documents say, we the people. So we realize that this nation was actually founded by people, by the people, not by the government, not by the powerful, not by a dictator, not by a political leader. This nation was founded by the people. And so we have a responsibility, not only to ourselves to live for God, but also to be working to disciple our nation so that our nation is also obeying God and keeping His commandments. Now, last week we actually talked about, and we've done this in the past as well, the history, the very beginning of abortion, at least this time around, because this isn't the only time that this has happened. In fact, abortion was legal at one point in America and was then outlawed. But in 1967, child killing became legal. It became legal for a woman to pay an abortionist to rip her preborn child's limb from limb and crush her skull before removing her child from the womb. And this was in California, Colorado, and North Carolina. Mothers in all states could actually have traveled to those states and legally paid to have their child killed. In 1970, four more states, including New York, passed laws making child killing legal. By 1973, abortionists had slaughtered over 1.25 million preborn babies in the United States. And since Roe v. Wade in 1973, abortion has taken the life of another 65 million preborn children. And of course, these are the official numbers. The real numbers may actually, from abortion, there is a lot of cash business done in abortion, and sometimes businesses aren't quite honest on how much money they bring in cash, and that is especially true with a business that is willing to make a living on killing innocent human beings that are totally defenseless. So these are the official numbers. And this is why when I say the number of babies that have been killed, I always add a million to it because 1.25 million were killed prior to Roe. But we're going to see that blood is actually crying from the ground for vengeance. We're also going to see that God blesses nations, not only individuals, but he blesses nations. God also curses individuals and he curses nations. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Hello, this is Pastor Brian Longworth with Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You've just listened to a short excerpt of a sermon we recently preached. To listen to the entire message, visit our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. We hope you enjoy the next program, A Faster PC Radio, where you can get your computer questions answered. 1 Timothy 2 instructs us to pray for those who are in authority over us. In America, we not only have the right to pray, but also the right and responsibility to vote. How do you know which candidate will uphold biblical values, though? FloridaVotesValues.com now has local voter guides available in several counties. Visit FloridaValues.com to learn where the candidates stand on life, liberty, marriage, sex ed, transgender bathrooms, taxes, the Second Amendment, critical race theory, defund the police, and more. Again, visit FloridaVotesValues.com. Welcome back to A Faster PC Live Support. I know you've been waiting all week for this show. Well, you don't have to wait any longer. Get excited. This time, this is exciting. We're actually going to be helping people resolve their computer problems. We may help you resolve your computer problems. So give us a call, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Or you can head over to our Facebook or YouTube video. Either go to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Go to YouTube. YouTube channel is kind of new, and we don't have as many likes over there, but get over there and you can watch the show there as well. Or you can head to our website, afasterpc.com. We have links to both our Facebook page and our YouTube channel where you can watch this show in its entirety. And you know what? If you're driving down the road, you're doing other things, you're not able to watch right now, you'll be able to watch the show in its entirety at your convenience after the show is over. So, you know, but if you have a computer question, if you have a computer problem, if something's not working, now is your chance to get your problem solved for free. Give us a call, 772-340-1590. And let's see whether we can help you on this show resolve your computer problem. Also, we do have technicians that are standing by in the shop ready to resolve computer problems. And we'll be there today until 2, but you don't have to wait until then. Remember, computer problems?
A Faster PC
solves computer problems. That's right, and we are back. We're ready to answer your computer questions, ready to resolve computer problems in the shop as well. Technicians are standing by, ready to resolve your computer problems. And we are here. We're ready to answer your computer questions. So give us a call, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. You can also type your question into the live Facebook video that's going on right now. And we want you to be a part of that. So head over to our Facebook page. You can actually watch the show, see the show, and you can type your questions in to the comment section. And I'll just look for the comment section and type your questions there. We also, by the way, if you have a question throughout the week, and and it's not a question that, you know, you want us to actually work on your computer or resolve a problem. Maybe you just have a question for us to answer for the next edition of A Faster PC Radio. Just head over to our Facebook page, and the top post on the Facebook page, we actually have an option where you can actually type in your question to us, and we'll cover it on the next edition of A Faster PC Radio. And this is something that's pretty cool. We like to do this, like to actually answer your questions, like to help you resolve your computer problems as well. And that's what we do here at A Faster PC, is help you resolve your computer problems, help you with all the different issues that you have on a PC. And we solve a whole bunch of problems. We solved problems this week. You know, we actually have had this week a system where we have wireless network set up at an establishment. And they had video cameras installed, and the people that installed the video cameras messed up their wireless system. So, you know, we've had to come in and straighten that out. And, you know, we're working on getting their video working at the same time as their wireless. So sometimes other technicians will come in occasionally and may actually do some things that, you know, mess some other things up. So, you know, and that's one thing that, you know, we always look for is, you know, well, what just happened? What changed? What, you know, this was working. What changed? What changed between the time it was working and the time that it actually stopped working? So we can actually help resolve those computer problems for you, and of course we're working, you know, resolving customers' problems with their computers in the shop, and also in their office. You know, we do offer remote support now. And in addition to the remote support, we also help you out with other issues. So definitely you can give us a call, 772-340-1590. We can answer your computer questions today on the show and go over, you know, what you want to actually go over. Now, and by the way, your question doesn't need to be based on anything that we've been talking about. It could be on any issue, as long as it's computer related. You could have any issue. Doesn't have to be on topic. One of the things that we have talked about quite a bit in the last few weeks is how to protect yourself against ransomware. And you know, ransomware is you know, if you aren't familiar with it, I'll briefly describe it. And you know, if you want a little bit more information, you can go back and watch and listen to last week's video or the week before that on our Facebook page, or listen to both of them, watch both of them, because we actually talk about ransomware and we talk about how it comes in. But typically what happens with ransomware, you may have also heard of a crypto locker infection. It's very, you know, very, very similar, really, really the same type of thing. What you're looking at is you're being tricked in most cases to opening an attachment that purports to be something that you might, you know, be of interest to you, something that you may want to open. You know, for instance, you may receive an email that says that it's FedEx or UPS. There's a package that they're trying to deliver to you, and you can actually head over, you know, open this attachment, and you can find out information about this, because they need you to contact them so that they can deliver the package, you know. And we've mentioned this multiple times: FedEx, UPS, DHL, the U.S. Postal Service. They all know where you are. They know how to get packages to you. It's, you know, so don't fall for that. Sometimes you just have to think logically through some of this stuff. But one thing that you want to just realize, though, also is not just that, but and as many times as we mention this, people fall for this. We had a customer just this past week that came in, and he said, you know, I got this call, and it sounded so legitimate. It sounded so real. And you know, I let them into my computer. We actually had one customer this week that actually paid the you know, these scammers to come into his computer. So he paid them for remote support. You've got to just realize that there are a lot of people out there that are scammers, and this is difficult for, especially for seniors, because seniors, you grew up in an age when people could be trusted, when you could actually, based on a handshake, you could settle a matter. And, you know, not everyone is like that today, especially people that you don't know who they are, where they're from. Many of these people are from other countries. A lot of the crypto locker infections have come from Russia. Some other documents, you know, you may receive an email that says it's an invoice. I receive emails quite often that say they're from Intuit. Now I know that Intuit's not sending me an invoice as an attachment. I do use Intuit for QuickBooks. I do have payroll that comes out of my Intuit. We also process credit cards through them, and occasionally checks through them, and so we have a monthly fee that comes in through them, and they send me emails that tells me that that's happening, but those emails don't have attachments. The attachments really are the dangerous part, or even following a link in an email. And we've gone over how to look at the link and see where it's going, and other ways that this could happen. And the way that this happens quite often in large organizations or government organizations or in businesses is that an email address will get compromised, and that the hackers, the scammers, the criminals really, will get access to that. They'll know, they'll be able to monitor the types of email the person receives, the types of, if that email is sent out to a group of people, the people that are on that group, if the email has an attachment periodically, and what type of attachment. Maybe it's an agenda for a board meeting or something like that, something that a person that works with an organization or a government entity or a business would actually be expecting and looking for, coming from the person that normally sends it, or supposedly reportedly coming from that person. They're trying to trick you into opening something that really you would be expecting, and it would be understood and assume that you would actually look at the agenda and review any documents that are there prior to the meeting. So you want to protect yourself. You know, you want to just be cautious from these types of threats. Or I've seen it on Facebook. Maybe you've seen this. A message, you know, sometimes it comes from one of your friends. Hey, was that you at that party? Well, you know, if you were doing something at a party, or maybe weren't quite sure what you were doing at a party, you might be tempted to click. You're listening to A Faster PC Radio here, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and stream live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, ready to answer your computer questions. So you know what? If you have questions, well, we can't answer them unless you ask them. Our number, if you want to have your computer questions answered, is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Also, you can type your questions into the comment section of our live Facebook video that's happening right now over at Facebook. You can go there, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Or you just go to our website, afasterpc.com, click on the link to listen to A Faster PC radio. We're here. We're ready to answer your computer questions, and we'll be right back to do that. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
A Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup, and on-site service where A Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
A Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.afasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
A Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, A Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, A Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
A Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.afasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
A Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. I know you've been waiting, well, a whole few minutes for the next segment of today's show. If you've been waiting to give us a call so that you can get your computer question answered, well, now's a great time to give us a call. Give us a call. The number here at the studio is 772-340-1590. 772-340-1590. Of course, if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to call and be on the radio. This is your opportunity, by the way, if you do want to be on the radio. But if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to be on the radio, you don't want people to hear what you say, then you can actually head over to our Facebook video. It's a live Facebook video going on right now. You can head over there. Just go to www.afasterpc.com. Click on the link to listen to A Faster PC Radio. That'll take you to our Facebook page, or you can go to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. You'll find our page. We have between 22 and 23,000 likes. You'll be able to actually get over there, scroll down on the page a little bit, you'll see the live video, and you can type your question into the comment section. Now, your question doesn't have to be on what we've been talking about. It can be on any topic, as long as it's computer related. So head over there and you can on the show or just give us a call, 772-340-1590. We did also want to remind you that we have technicians standing by ready to resolve computer problems. Our number in the shop is 772-878-5978, and we are located at 7190 South US 1 in Port St. Lucie. Again, the number is 772-878-5978. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. Yes, you do, and we are back. We are ready to answer your computer questions. Ready to answer your questions. So give us a call, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. A Faster PC Radio will answer your computer questions. And we were talking about some of the ways, that these CryptoLocker infections, happen. And as I was going out, we were talking about, some of those links that you'll get. You might get them on email, or you might get them on Facebook. And what it is the way it happens is either one of your friends or someone that you know, someone that you're friends with on Facebook, or someone that you actually may have your email address, know who you are. Probably you know who they are. Their email address, their email account gets hacked, or their Facebook account gets hacked. And what happens is the person that hacked it will start sending out solicitations to the person's friends or their contacts. And those friends will, or those solicitations will attempt to bait the person into clicking on something or opening an attachment or sending money to help you out, or to help out the person whose Facebook account or email account got hacked. So you just have to remember that these are scams. Don't click. Now, do I know what would happen if you click? I don't know exactly what would happen because I haven't clicked, because I'm scared to click. I don't want to click because, I know what could happen, and I don't want that to happen to me. So this is something that you want to definitely protect yourself, yourself against this. So this is it could be a CryptoLocker infection. It could be, another threat that attempts to grab your information or to infect your computer. There are a number of things that could happen to you at one, if you click on one of those links. But you just want to be cautious. You don't want to expose yourself to this type of thing. But we talked the last few weeks, we've talked about ramifications or how to resolve this, how to get rid of this issue. And one of the things that you have to realize is that you probably have heard about people paying money to hackers to their gangs, they're criminal operations. You probably have heard about people paying them to get their data back. You might have even heard about companies, or in fact the pipeline that went down, the meat plant that went down, that was hit with this ransomware attack. Even some government agencies have actually paid the criminals money. And think about this: when you pay, if you were in that situation, certainly you want your data back. But if you pay the people that did this to you to get your data back, then you really are perpetuating their scheme, and you're enabling them to infect other people in the future. And you don't know that they may not be able to infect you in the future through maybe leaving a small portion of a program on your computer that will launch at a certain date, certain time, that will actually encrypt your data. So this is something that you don't know, you want to protect yourself against. And how do you protect yourself against this? And why are these organizations and the government entities and the businesses and even the individuals paying to get their data back? Well, they're doing so because they don't have a good backup that they can go back to. Now, you would think, especially for a government agency, a business, for a nonprofit, that a backup would be something that would be essential. This would be something that would actually be there, that they would have. But it's not always the case. In fact, sometimes, people, we have actually come in, we've set up backup systems, we've shown the people how to use the backup systems, and we've actually, there's been a portion of it that they need to do, as in changing out the tape, as in the old days when it was a tape backup, or changing out the hard drive and taking a copy of the hard drive off site and putting another hard drive in. You know, we've talked about this, so that, you know, you have to think about this. What happens if your backup is connected to the computer when your computer becomes encrypted? If you are tricked into opening up one of these attachments, or maybe one of your someone at your business opens up an attachment, and by the way, you have mapped drives, mapped network drives, it's going to not only encrypt their data, but it also encrypts data on any mapped drives that are on the server. And one of the most aggressive CryptoLocker infection that we found actually not only encrypted data. And when we talk about data, what are we talking about? We're talking about Word documents. We're talking about Excel documents. We're talking about pictures. We're talking about videos. We're talking about PDF documents. Could be your taxes. Could be any PDF. PDF stands for portable document format. It's the number one way that files are stored and kept. We actually found this actual latest variant that we saw, most aggressive variant that we have seen to date, actually, in addition to encrypting data, the normal files, actually also encrypted Outlook data. So if you use Outlook and, you know, the email system, also, not having any email history to go back to. This also encrypted any EXE files. Now, EXE is an executable. That's programs. So just think about not being able to open up Microsoft Edge, not being able to open up Google Chrome, not being able to open up Microsoft Word, not being able to open up Firefox, not being able to open up Outlook. The program won't open. The shortcut is changed to a encrypted extension. So, and the file itself is encrypted. So this is something that we have seen, and we've actually worked with this to actually work on, you know, how do you make sure that you have a good copy of your backup. You also need to protect against fire. You know, if you have your backup and your computer in the same location, and that location experiences a fire that damages the backup and the computer, you have nothing. We've had customers that have had that. It's rare, but it's happened. You have theft. The backup and the computer are in the same location. Someone breaks in and steals the computer and the backup. We've had that happen to some of our customers. Or you have someone that's disgruntled. Could be a family member. Quite often it's an employee. Or maybe a board member. Someone that's disgruntled and goes in and damages data on the server and damages data, the backup. Or, you know, it could be a personal computer. You want to protect against this. You also, as we mentioned last week, want to protect against you making an error. Have you ever done that? Have you ever been working on, let's say you're working on a file. I know we have many customers, just ordinary people, that have written books or are writing books, and they're actually writing this, and it may be a book about when they were in the Army. It may be a book about when they growing up. It may be for their family. It may be, we have one customer that actually has a huge book. I mean, we're talking about probably a 700-page book that documents his family tree and talks about, you know, shows different people that in their pictures and talks a little bit about some of their relatives and some of the things that they went through. So, you know, you think, let's say you're working in one of these documents and you accidentally make a mistake. Maybe it's a catastrophic mistake where you accidentally maybe select most of the text or a huge portion of the text and actually delete it or change it to something else. Well, you want to actually go back and go to a previous version of the file. So, you know, that's another thing. You want to have multiple copies of your data, and you want to have it in multiple locations, or have cloud backup. Two weeks ago, we talked about cloud backup, how you can actually use cloud backup to back up your data. And we started talking a little bit last week about local backup. Now, let me just mention something on cloud backup. So, you know, we talked, and I think we had a caller last week that was mentioning that he is not comfortable with cloud backup. Cloud backup, and let me just, there's a lot of terms in computers, and for people that aren't familiar with these, they can, it can be like a different language. And so I'm going to try, I try to always explain things, and please be patient if you already know this and have heard this, and you already know what cloud backup is. But cloud backup, the caller last week didn't know what cloud backup was, even though we had talked about it the week before. So, you know, this is why we're going to repeat. But cloud backup, what cloud backup is, you can picture your computer. So your computer is down here on Earth, so to speak. The cloud backup is up above, just like clouds are up above you. The cloud backup is something that's up above your computer. So it's actually in the internet. It's internet based. So there, what really happens is not that it's out in space somewhere. What really is happening is that Microsoft or Google or Dropbox or Carbonite or Apple or some entity, you know, you've heard of, I think, there are a lot of other providers, and you probably have heard of these. And in fact, many of the companies out there are trying to get into cloud backup. In fact, if you buy an external hard drive from Western Digital or from Seagate, quite often they'll give you a year's worth of cloud backup for free. Well, what are they hoping? They're hoping that at the end of that year that you'll pay for cloud backup. Acronis, which does backups, provides cloud backup now. Norton provides cloud backup now. A lot of the companies out there want to get, not only do they want your money one time by selling you the hard drive or selling you the software, they also want you to pay them on a monthly basis or an annual basis. And this is their, you know, one of their revenue streams. But with cloud backup, so cloud backup is where a company has a server, or in many cases, they're going to have more than one server in more than one location. In case, let's say, there's a power outage, there's a wildfire that affects a facility, there's a hurricane or a tornado that affects a facility, you don't want access to this cloud backup to go down. So you might have a server in North Carolina, for instance, and you might have a server in Oregon, you might have a server in Texas. You know, you're going to have servers in different locations, different regions. That's what cloud backup is. And you want to, some of the providers, if you are thinking about going with cloud backup, you want to get a provider that will provide redundant copies of your data. Now, what does that mean? It means if you save the file right now, they're going to have the last file that you saved and the file that you saved the day before and the file that you might have saved a week ago. Typically, they'll go back a month. You're listening to A Faster PC Radio, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and streamed live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to answer your questions. If you have questions, hey, now's a good time to get in line to ask your question. 772-340-1590 is the number to call to have your computer questions answered. Or you can head over to our Facebook page and you can type your question into the comment section of the live video. And again, you can either go to facebook.com, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes, or go to our website at fasterpc.com, and we have a link there that says, listen to A Faster PC. That'll take you directly to our Facebook page. And hey, we're here to answer your questions. So ask them. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
A Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where A Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
A Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.afasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
A Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, A Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, A Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
A Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.afasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
A Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. This is the last segment of today's show. We'd love to answer your computer questions, but if you don't call, we can't answer. Give us a call. The number to have your computer question answered is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can hop on over to our Facebook page, A Faster PC, and actually from there, you can type your question into the comment section. So again, just a few more minutes to answer your questions. We did want to remind you also that not only can you ask your questions at the Facebook page or by calling 772-340-1590, but you can also watch the video as well. So some of the questions that I'm answering, as I answer those questions, I'll be able actually to show you the steps that you go through to resolve computer problems. And if you're not where you can watch it right now, that's fine. You can watch it at your convenience shortly after the show's over. It'll be up there on our Facebook page. You can get there one of two ways. Either go to our website, afasterpc.com. We have a link that says Listen to A Faster PC Radio. If you click on that, it'll take you to our Facebook page, or go to Facebook and search for A Faster PC. We also wanted to remind you that in the shop we have technicians standing by today to work on computers and resolve computer problems. We're at 7190 South US 1, and our number in the office is 772-878-5978. And of course, we're here to answer your questions. Well, your computer questions, and you know, we could answer other questions, but we're here specifically to answer computer questions. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. Yes, you do, and we are back. We are ready to answer your computer questions, ready to resolve computer problems. And of course, one of the things we have been asking or answering your questions and talking about how you can protect yourself against CryptoLocker infections and other types of. By the way, one thing that I didn't mention, which is really probably at least, you know, of the catastrophic problems, you know, CryptoLocker infection, theft, fire, sabotage, more often you'll actually damage your own file or have a hard drive that fails. And one thing that some people make a mistake of doing is they'll take files on their computer, copy them to a flash drive, or copy them to an external hard drive. And they don't realize move them. And then they only have it on the flash drive or only have it on the external hard drive. Well, those fail also. So failure, hard drive failure or flash drive failure, you want to protect against that by having multiple redundant copies. And we are going to the lines here. We have David on line one. Welcome to a Faster PC Radio, David. How can we help you today?
Yes, I've got a couple questions. Starting with the fact that since I've updated to Windows 10, I often see a pop-up on my screen that says, Windows has the problem. You need to reset your password. And I'm thinking, well, my computer works fine without me resetting my Microsoft password. So what is causing that, and do I need to do something with that?
Yeah, so the issue is, I'll switch over to a full screen, and I'll just, kind of show you on the video. I don't know if you're at Facebook right now, but if you're not, you can watch this later, and all of our customers can watch this later as well. What will happen is, first of all, when you use a computer with Windows 10, Microsoft really, 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 can I say really enough times, wants you to use a Microsoft account. You do not have to use a Microsoft account, but there are certain features that if you want to use, let's say, OneDrive, which is their cloud backup, You actually need to use Microsoft. So if you need to log in with a Microsoft account to OneDrive to be able to use OneDrive. If you want to use, Microsoft has a Find My Computer feature. If you want to use that, you do have to use a Microsoft account. However, a Microsoft account does require a Microsoft username and password. The username is an email address, and the password is a password. You'll also create a PIN. Most people use the PIN after creating the password and the PIN. They'll use the PIN, forget they even had a password. They won't know what the password is. I can't tell you how many computers we get in the shop that this customer has no idea what the password is. And there are some things that if you get into safe mode, sometimes we need to get into safe mode to resolve a problem. We have to have the password. We have to have a Microsoft password. And so, quite often we have to reset the password to get that. Let me just go over how you can, if you have a Microsoft account. First of all, the difference between a Microsoft account and a local account is that the Microsoft account is tied to Microsoft. It is an internet-based account. It would be the same username and password, not the PIN, but the password would be the same password that you would use with your email address if you log in to the Microsoft website to access, if you wanted to subscribe to, let's say, Microsoft 365, formerly known as Office 365, which is their Microsoft Office suite that's a subscription basis that not only includes the Microsoft Office products always updated for either one or six computers, but also includes 1 terabyte, which is 1,000 gigabytes, of cloud storage. Microsoft gives you 5 gigabytes for free. Again, through OneDrive, you still would need a Microsoft account to access even that 5 gigabytes. So, but Mike, when you turn on your computer, if your computer is connected to the internet, it is difficult to get into your computer and to sign in without having a Microsoft account. And what happens quite often is people, when they create this Microsoft account, maybe they don't have a Microsoft account before, they're creating one. Sometimes they use their own email address. you know, which is what you really should do. Sometimes they create an address with Microsoft, which is an Outlook address. And if they don't have another email address linked to it, it's very difficult to reset the password in the future if they forget the password. And again, most people, once they create a PIN, they forget they even had a password. And some people, we even had one customer thought he would be, he even told us this. He said, I thought I was going to be slick because I didn't want to give them too much information. So I used an old email address that I don't have access to anymore. But then he didn't have the password. So he wasn't able to get into this. So we had some issues with, helping him to reset that password. But with a Microsoft account, you are going to have a login, a password. And that, you can have a PIN, and that PIN could be just 4 digits, or it could be more complex, could even include letters and numbers. Some people use the same thing for their PIN as their password. But if you wanted to switch to a local account, now, the Microsoft account is tied to Microsoft servers. Microsoft servers have the username and password. You can reset the password if you have access to the email address and the password. If you want to have a local account, the local account's just on your computer. Microsoft doesn't have a clue that you even have it. They don't know who you are. They don't know your password. They don't know any of that information. And you can actually go over there. What we'll do is we'll click the start button in the lower left-hand corner of the screen. Go up to the settings button, which is what looks like a gear or a sprocket. We're going to click on that. And then we'll click on accounts. Now, my account is a local account, but I can actually see mine actually gives me the option to sign in with a Microsoft account instead. If my account was a Microsoft account, I would be able to switch it to a local account. Now, to do that, you probably would need the password, which, by the way, if you don't know that and we're not able to help you reset the password, we could actually switch your account to a local account anyway. We do have tools that allow us to do that, but the end user, you probably would need your password to be able to switch it to a local account. Your Microsoft account, if you've changed, let's say, your password online, but you haven't changed it on your computer, or maybe you haven't changed it. Maybe you changed your Microsoft account password, but you haven't changed it for OneDrive. OneDrive will be on the taskbar in the lower right-hand corner. I actually don't use OneDrive, so I don't have it running. But if you had it, it would be over in the lower right-hand corner. And typically, when we see the message that you're referring to, it typically is related to OneDrive, and it'll say something like, we need to update your password. Well, why would they need to update your password? Well, probably you changed your password but didn't change it on OneDrive. So the OneDrive is logged in with your old password, and you need to change it to be able to continue to use OneDrive. Now, if you don't want to use OneDrive, that's not important. But if you want to use OneDrive, and OneDrive is Microsoft's cloud storage, their cloud backup, that's what we've been talking about. We talked about it 2 weeks ago, and we've been talking about it a little bit today. Cloud backup is where your data is backed up if you're using OneDrive, it's backed up to Microsoft's servers. And to use that service, you do need to have a Microsoft account username and password, and the password needs to be the same as your current password. So if you don't care about backing up your data to cloud storage, you can ignore that message. You could even take OneDrive out of startup, and I'll show you how to do that. You want to launch the task manager, and to do that, the quickest and easiest way to do that, hold down the control key and the shift key, could be any either of the control keys, either of the shift keys, and then press escape. I kind of roll my fingers up on the left side because control, shift, escape are right there. I can do it with one hand. This brings up the task manager. I can click on startup. And when you go into startup, you can sort by enabled or you can sort by name. By name, I think, is the default. But if you go down, you'll actually see Microsoft OneDrive. Mine, is you see, is disabled. If mine were enabled, I would have a disable button here. Since mine is disabled, I have an enable button. So you could actually take it out of startup where it won't even run in startup. It actually does use quite a bit of resources. So if you're not using it, you actually should take it out of startup. You should, you know, to actually eliminate that program from running and taking up your resources. But if you do want to use OneDrive, then you do need to actually log into OneDrive with your current Microsoft username and password. Again, you'll see the OneDrive icon on your taskbar in the lower right-hand corner near the clock, or if you don't see it there, there's a little arrow that has other programs that are running that are hidden. You can click on that and expand it, and you'll see that the Microsoft file. Now, if you need to actually change your Microsoft password, maybe you don't know what the password is, you can actually open up a browser and go to account.microsoft.com, and from here you'll be able to actually go to the login screen. So you want to click on sign in. If you don't have an account already, you can create an account. You go to create one here, but you would need to type in the email address. Now, you probably, if you're not sure what the email address is, you maybe, if you're using a Microsoft account, you'll be able to see it in the account section of the settings. Or you may, if you're not using a Microsoft account for your local account, you can go over to the OneDrive setting and you should see the Microsoft account. So you'll need to type in that email address. And if that email address is a Microsoft account, it'll actually proceed. I should probably create one just for demonstration purposes. Maybe I'll do that between now and next week. But at the next screen, after typing a valid Microsoft email address, Microsoft account email address, by the way, you can also use a phone number or a Skype account, because Skype actually existed before Microsoft bought them. But you'll have an option to reset the password. Now, to reset the password, typically you'll have to have access to the email address that is part of your account name, or maybe even a phone number or an alternate email address. Sometimes there's security questions. We can go over that a little bit more on the show next week, because we're running out of time here. But and we'll create another account just to demonstrate this a little bit. And we're coming to the end of today's show, but if you've missed any part of this show or just want to listen to it again or watch it again, because you can do that at our Facebook page and YouTube channel. You can not only hear the show, but also see the show. And when we've described and shown you how to resolve computer problems, you can actually see that and watch it over and over again at our Facebook page or our YouTube channel. You can get there by going to our website at FasterPC.com and clicking on the links. We're open today until 2 p.m. Monday through Friday, we're open from 9 to 5. And next Saturday, we'll be open from 9 to 2. We want to invite you to listen to our church radio show tomorrow morning at 8:30 here on WCNO. The title to tomorrow's sermon is, Will You Answer the Call to Fall and Repent of Your Sins and the Sins of Our Nation? You can listen to other sermons on our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You can find a Faster PC's Facebook page and YouTube channel by searching for a Faster PC on Facebook and YouTube, or by going to our website and clicking on the links. While there, you can actually watch the show, not only hear the show, but also watch the show and see the steps that we go through to actually resolve computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 on the east side of US 1, just north of Rio Mar. We're also on the web at www.afasterpc.com. Again, that's afasterpc.com. And you can reach us at 772-878-5978. Again, 772-878-5978. Computer problems?
The Faster PC.
Solves computer problems. 1 Timothy 2 instructs us to pray for those who are in authority over us. In America, we not only have the right to pray, but also the right and responsibility to vote. How do you know which candidate will uphold biblical values, though? FloridaVotesValues.com now has local voter guides available in several counties. Visit FloridaVotesValues.com to learn where the candidates stand on life, liberty, marriage, sexism, transgender bathrooms, taxes, the Second Amendment, critical race theory, defund the police, and more. Again, visit FloridaVotesValues.com.